So this is Elizabeth with what may be, I hope is, the very first two-hour changes ever in the history of radio, coming to take you away. I received this in the mail, started me thinking, boy, we haven't been back to the Haight-Ashbury for a long time. So welcome to changes and the visions of love that danced through our head then and continue to do so now.
One look at the upside-down calendar of events branded into the year of our Lord 1967, and one gathers at least a sense of that turbulent, terrible, magical, wonderful time. 3 days into the year, Jack Ruby dies in prison in Dallas. The Stones are censored while singing Let's Spend the Night Together on the Ed Sullivan Show. Mao's Cultural Revolution is in full swing. The Buffalo Springfields, for what it's worth, commands the airwaves. And future substance abuser Judy Carn socks it to America via Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Jimmy Hoffa goes to jail for jury tampering, and the press wrongly reported the use of LSD causes genetic damage. Leading the charge with a monkey's I'm a Believer, The Doors Light My Fire, Procol Harum's A Lighter Shade of Pale, as well as Piper at the Gates of Dawn from Pink Floyd, Forever Changes by Love, and of course, The Day Glow, Sgt. Pepper. That April, Grey Line bus tours first rolled through the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco on their so-called hippie tour, and Muhammad Ali was Street 13th. 70,000 parade in Manhattan in support of the military action in parade in Manhattan in support of the military action in Vietnam. In support of the military action in Vietnam. Fresh Cream hits reaction in Vietnam. Fresh Cream hits the charts. June 16th, the Monterey Pop Festival says hello to Jimi Hendrix and goodbye to Brian Jones. June 19th, Paul McCartney admits to taking LSD on British television. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards spend the night in jail after being busted for drugs outside London. August 27th, the Beatles learn of Brian Epstein's death while meditating with the Maharishi in Wales. September 7th, it is reported there are currently 460,000 U.S. troops fighting in Vietnam. October 6th, San Franciscans staged the Death of a Hippie event, and somewhere in a windy back street of Rochester, New York, I defy my father for the very first time by buying an Indian embroidered shirt and smoking my first joint.
Long the boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door. Boats are coming to win us, they're coming to win us, they're coming to win us. The longer boats are coming to win us, hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door. I don't want no God on my lawn, just a flower I can help along. 'Cause the soul of nobody knows how a flower grows. It's how a flower grows. Along the boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. Along the boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door. Mary dropped her pants by the sand and let a parson come and take.
but the soul of nobody knows where the parson goes. Where does the parson go?
So we play some of the music, some of the commentary. We read from my book, The Scrapbook of a Haight-Ashbury Pilgrim, not just to be nostalgic, that's easy, but to remember what it was really about.
Chet Helms, the genial originator of the family dog, owner of the Avalon Ballroom and manager of Big Brother and the Holding Company, was to many the archetypal hippie. Here he checks in at Golden Gate Park in 67, followed by a few telling memories recorded some 30 years later.
I bring you greetings from the tribes of the North. I'd like to say as well that about 4 weeks ago, I spent some time in New York, and I spent some time in London, and I'm here to tell you it's happening all over.
We were about cultural revolution more than we were about money. And in fairness to us, I don't think that we were unaware of money or the necessity of money or the necessity of making things balance on the bottom line. But that was not our primary focus. Our primary focus was the event, was the live event, and what effect it had on people and therefore on culture. And we perceived ourselves as, I guess, cultural missionaries or cultural revolutionaries.
Revelation after revelation has been unveiled. This morning, lying in my bathtub, my in-and-out breathing, prana, became the breathing of the universe. Expansion, contraction, expansion, contraction, expansion, contraction. I'm getting higher. On drugs get so high, I'm on new levels and must get used to them slowly. Without any drugs, it feels like a perpetual pot high, mild and lovely. With a little pot, on a heavy pot high. With more pot, on an acid high. With THC on levels exquisite beyond belief. When I am high, I'll be able to help so many others. When enough of us are high enough, soon, 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 we will transform the world and make it bloom for the unborn children. Love is the key, the magical key to getting high, to coming home to God. The enlightenment experience is simply having a flash of perfection. Those flashes have been induced by drugs since time immemorial, by singing, by meditation, by art, by dancing, by great pain, by sensory overload. There are many ways to, quote, get there, but they must all be accompanied by greater and greater self-love and greater love for everything else in the universe. Without love, our lessons repeat, each time with increasing intensity, until we finally learn to love. Mother gave me a beautiful but torn patchwork quilt. Every day I sew another patch over one of the worn-out patches of my old quilt. Only one a day. No hurry, I tell myself. Take it easy. one day at a time. It's a yoga to teach me patience, to slowly mend myself. LSD cannot impose any information from outside of you. It only gives you what lies within yourself. Many of my acid trips are very beautiful, and the trips that are not beautiful are educational. I have never ended up an acid trip without learning and growing and feeling better for it. In the morning, we watched a glorious sunrise with the sky all orange and red over a sea of fog that rolled into Big Basin below us. I felt reborn, yet once again. Sometimes I think we die and are reborn every little millisecond of time. But to be reborn to beauty like this sunrise, birds singing the opening of the day in redwood trees. This is a special rebirth, a wonder at the gift of living. It's not always the great astral swings of meditation, nor the spiritual books left by past masters to guide us on our way, nor even the wise words of teachers who are everywhere now that inspire us to greater evolutionary beingness. It can be a really simple, everyday act, like Michelle making candles for the household.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice what the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, 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 oh.
Film actor and former digger Peter Coyote kindly gives us his thoughts on the emerging San Francisco scene back in 67.
It felt like the umbilicus of a new world. It was this concentric swirl of people and music and lights that said community. And everything was new and it was being tried on. Status lines had not gelled. So everybody was looking at everyone else, their clothing, their gestures, their coolness. Everything was being added up to or chalked up against as of yet unarticulated. It participated in that heady energy that comes from the recognition that you're really not alone. There are lots and lots of people thinking like you, looking like you. It felt like the punk scene feels. Except that there was much more concern with beauty, much more concerned with creating an alternative that was more beautiful and more human than what was available. Whereas a punk scene seems a little more like, we're just going to take what is and shove it in your face and show you what it is. And so to some degree they create what it is they're complaining about. I understand why. Because beauty is just another commodity. And what they don't understand is this culture can accommodate anything that sells. Rock and roll is just like buying canned official revolution. It don't matter what the fuck it looks like as long as they'll go to the clubs and buy the CDs of the people that look like them. We actually thought that we were going to have a whole alternative.
Peter Albin, guitarist for Big Brother and The Holding Company, recalls the colorful...
Nityam dhyayanti yogina kamadam mokshadam chaiva omkaraya namo namaha.
We are born again. The tears stream in a golden flood. We are what we must be, and it is all here, and it is all now. Now we are God, and God loves us, and how blessed we are. Everything is us, and we are very beautiful. We are the entire universe, from the least atom, which is the same as the greatest star. We are all color, all love, all beauty. Not the smallest ting of space, not the largest moo of sound, not the least creature, animate or inanimate, is lost, is wicked, is anything but all. Love, 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 love. In the Himalayas of the heart, in the Tibet of the brain lies my God, and it swaddles me in the elements and puts its magnificent hand on my soul. How can we fear? Oh, blessed God, Om, Om, Om. Sweet God in my brain, dear God of the celestial spaces, clean God of the swinging time, we are home at last from the long trip, the voyage of pain and evil, the astounding school. I who am nothing and everything, I put down this word, so those who come after shall not be afraid, including Elizabeth. These words are from God. Let them know that the pang of wickedness is an illusion. Let them lose their fear. Teach them to trust, to say honest words to each other. There is no sin. There is no guilt. There is only love. For we are one as a polyp, as a golden cord, as a colony of stars forming a great path. There is just one of us, and I am love. I am love. Om, 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 Om. Meditation practice. Twice a day we ascend Mount Meru with flute, chimes, water, music, drums. We chant Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum 27 times. In fact,